Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson here along with Am Kaplan. The Eagles have three preseason games in the books after Saturday's 31-24 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the last preseason game coming up on Thursday, Adam, I want to get your take on where you think this team is through the first three preseason games. And let's start on the offense. Give us your take.
I think, Chris, they're a little bit ahead of the game. It's kind of what we thought coming in. You see the offensive execution. Jason Peters comes back in the third game. Their offensive line looked really good. Some mental breakdowns, but overall pretty solid. You have to feel very good through three games with the running game. They have three excellent backs. Chris Bulk is way better than I thought he would be. You know why? Because he lost weight. The receiver core, despite losing Jerry Maclin, is in decent shape. But I think overall, the offense right now is ahead of the defense.
The defense making the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4. Connor Barwin coming up with a big interception, the first turnover created by the first-team defense all preseason. What's your take as they make that transition through these first three games?
Chris, I think defensively, I think the pass rush is good, and they haven't really blitzed a lot. But when they have, they've been getting home. The problem that you have is against the run, when you're getting gashed like they have been occasionally, it makes it harder to blitz. It makes it harder to be aggressive. They've got to fix the run defense. That is probably the number one priority now on defense for this football team. The secondary has given up some plays, not a lot, especially not downfield. Teams have taken advantage of them within 25 yards. That needs to get corrected, but they're running a lot of press man. When they go off, you're seeing plays being made in front of the defensive backs.
Now, special teams has made marked improvements from 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Henry getting into the game, three field goals for him. He gets on the scoreboard. But DeMarce Johnson in the return game, yeah, he had the one fumble on the kickoff returns, but as a punt returner, he has been electrifying this preseason.
He has. He's been a great story for this football team and a great signing by Harry Roseman and the personnel staff last year, beating out the Saints. This kid has been a great story. He's gotten better and better and better. You saw last season that the Eagles got something out of Johnson with the punt return against Dallas. I thought he did a great job there. And against Jacksonville, another factor. You talked about the fumble, but overall, the coverage on special teams has been tremendous. That's probably the units, you know, the area where no one's talking about, Chris, they should. They've done a great job, and great credit to Dave Phipp, who's come in here. And so far, through three games, they look completely turned around on special teams.
Dave Phipp and Chip Kelly have certainly energized the special teams unit. So that's our look at the offense, defense, and special teams through the first three preseason games. Again, the regular season opener is fast come up on the horizon on Monday, September 9th. Stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for complete coverage. For Am Kaplan, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.